Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, do you love a great mystery story? If you do, this lesson's for you.
That's right, we're continuing on in our series where we have a character named Ivy, and she seems to discover all kinds of mysteries.
Absolutely. What will she discover in our lesson this time around? Well, we will find out. This time around, our lesson is called The Note in the Yearbook Office.
Friends, I'm very excited to find out what mystery we're going to look at today. So let's get started with the first part of our lesson right now.
The Note in the Yearbook Office. Who wrote the note?
Ivy wasn't snooping. She was following instructions. Miss Park, the yearbook advisor, had asked her to return the club's camera and download the images she'd taken onto the computer. She also needed to put the club members' signed permission slips for those attending the next day's sports rally at Hopkins High School into an envelope and drop it off at the main office.
Hey everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看名词 rally， 意思是集会或是群众大会。譬如 ，Thousands joined the peace rally, carrying signs filled with messages of hope and unity. 数千人参加了这场和平集会，手持写满希望与团结口号的标语牌。Rally 也可以当作动词用，意思是重新振作。恢复力量，譬如 ，Despite exhaustion, the runners rallied their strength for the final stretch. 尽管精疲力尽，跑者们仍鼓起最后的力量冲向终点。惯用于 rally the troops 是表示鼓舞士气、激励团队。譬如 ，When morale was low, the team leader rallied the troops with encouragement and snacks. 当军队的士气低落时，队长用鼓励和点睛来提振士兵的精神。
How will our mystery story start? How will Ivy discover the secret? Friends, let's jump into it.
Well, we find out here that our mystery starts with a question. That question is, who wrote the note? Now, what note are we talking about here?I think we're about to find out.
Yes, I think so too. Let's jump into our story. We start off by saying Ivy wasn't snooping, and we start off with a kind of fun word there.
Yeah, snooping is a great word for you to know, friends. Snooping means to look around secretly to find information.Usually when you're snooping, you don't want other people to know what you're doing,or you're looking at something that wasn't meant for you.
Yeah, if you see someone quietly walking through your room like this, you might say, stop snooping in my room.
Well, here in our article, we read that Ivy wasn't snooping. She was following instructions. Ms. Park, the yearbook advisor, had asked her to return the club's camera and download the images she'd taken onto the computer.
Okay, she also needed to put the club members' signed permission slips for those attending the next day's sports rally at Hopkins High School into an envelope and drop it off at the main office.
Okay, so let's get to know some of the people here in this story first. First of all, we see that Ms. Park was the yearbook advisor. Now, an advisor is a person who gives advice, often at a school or work.
Okay, for example, my advisor helped me choose classes. At your school, you might have an advisor that you can always go to with questions.
That's right. And Ms. Park, she was an advisor who gave Ivy a job to do. She needed to return the club's camera and download the images. And then there was a second thing that Ivy was supposed to do as well.
Right. Remember, she also needed to put these signed permission slips for people attending an activity into an envelope.
All right, now a permission slip, friends, is a form that often parents or guardians have to sign to allow people to join activities, specifically kids in school.
Okay, for example, please bring back your permission slips tomorrow. Now, Anne-Marie, when would you see a permission slip?
Well, I know in my experience, my kids have to have a signed permission slip when they're going to leave school, maybe for a field trip or activity. I have to sign it and say, yes, the school has permission to take my kids off campus.
Sure. You might also have to have a permission slip if kids are going to do something that has a little more risk to it. If there's a potential for them to get hurt, the school doesn't want to get in trouble.
Exactly. So I assume when there's going to be some kind of activity, like, for example, a rally, all of those permission slips will need to be in one place to make sure certain kids can participate.
So Ivy needs to put them into an envelope. Friends, you will definitely also hear people say envelope. I just like the first one.
It does sound good that way for sure. So these permission slips need to be dropped off at the school's main office.
All right. Well, we have more to learn about this mystery story. We don't know too much quite yet, so let's go to the next part.
The note in the yearbook office.
When Ivy stepped into the yearbook office, the lights were off, but the door was unlocked. After downloading the pictures, she grabbed an envelope from the top of the stack in the supply drawer. It was partly sealed. Frowning, she opened it to check if it had been used. Tucked inside was a folded sheet of paper. She unfolded the paper and froze.
接下来看动词tuck， 意思呢是把某物塞进，把某物藏入。譬如 ，He hurriedly tucked his shirt into his pants before passing by the principal. 他在经过校长身边之前，匆忙地把衬衫塞进裤子里。我们来学几个跟tuck相关的片语动词。Tuck in 是指帮某人盖好被子。譬如 ，As he tucked Lola in。 He sang her favorite lullaby to help her fall asleep. 他帮 Lola 盖好被子时，唱着他最喜欢的摇篮曲，哄她入睡。Tuck away 的意思是储存或者藏起来，常用来形容把钱或东西安全地存放起来。譬如 ，Mildred had tucked away so much money over the years that she enjoyed a very comfortable retirement.Mildred 多年来存了不少钱，她享受着非常舒适的退休生活。
We found out that Ivy got some tasks or things to do from the yearbook advisor. How do they go?
Well, we see here that she is first going into the yearbook office. And we see that there is a specific term used here, stepped into.Stepped into means to enter a place, or it could mean to enter a role.
Okay, for example, here's another sentence. She stepped into the principal's office.
Now, in another way, you could say that someone stepped into the role of the leader of the class, For example, maybe there was some kind of project and there wasn't a lot of direction, so someone decided to step up and step into the role of a leader.
Right, they started doing that. They decided they could take on that responsibility. Well, as she stepped into the yearbook office, the lights were off, but the door was unlocked.
That seems a little strange to me, Garrett. You would think that things that housed important things like people's photographs might have a lock on it.
You would think so, but not here. After downloading the pictures, she grabbed an envelope from the top of the stack in the supply drawer.
Okay, before we move on, let's take a look at a few of the terms in this sentence. First, we see that word stack. A stack is a neat pile of things.
Here's an example sentence. Please put the books in a stack. And yes, pile is another word that means something similar.
Usually with a stack, things are organized a little bit neater. Now we also see that this stack was in the supply drawer. A supply drawer could hold many different things, but it's usually a drawer that holds pens, paper, or other materials like that.
Especially at a school. Here's another example. The pencils are in the supply drawer if you need another one.
Now, there was something odd about this envelope that Ivy grabbed. We see here that it was partly sealed.
Okay, so someone had closed it just a little bit. Frowning, she opened it to check if it had been used.
We find something interesting in this next sentence, friends. Tucked inside was a folded sheet of paper. It had been used. She unfolded the paper and froze.
Okay, so it was pretty cold in this office then.
No, that's not what it means here. When she freezes in this way, it means that you suddenly stop moving, and it's usually because you're afraid or surprised.
Here's another example sentence. She froze when she saw a snake on the path.
In that case, maybe she was a little bit nervous from seeing the snake and she didn't move.
Exactly. Just like when you're really cold, it's hard to move, so you freeze in place. Here, it's not because of the temperature, but because of the situation.
I like to think of it of, it's kind of like your body turning into ice, so you can't move.
Exactly. Okay, but why did she freeze? What did she see on this note? We don't know yet. We'll find out soon, hopefully. But first, friends, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Drop it off. I once promised a friend I'd drop off a book she needed. I put it in my bag, carried it around all day, felt very responsible, and then remembered it after I got home. So technically, I dropped it off just at the wrong house. Let's talk about drop it off. To drop something off means to deliver it or bring it to a place quickly, casually, and without staying long. I'll drop off the package at the post office. Can you drop it off at my apartment? It's perfect for errands and quick handoffs. Now let's explore some other handy drop phrases. Drop by, or drop in, is to visit briefly and often without planning. Feel free to drop by anytime. Drop out means to quit school, an activity, or a competition. He dropped out of the race halfway through. Drop the ball means to make a mistake or fail to follow through. We really dropped the ball on that project. Drop everything is to stop what you're doing immediately. Drop everything and come to help. Whether you're delivering a package, visiting a friend, or suddenly stopping what you're doing, drop phrases can cover a lot of ground with varying levels of clumsiness. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The note in the yearbook office.
I'm sorry for everything, for watching it happen, for being too scared to say something. Some days I wish I could just disappear. Maybe that would be easier for everyone.
Ivy sat down, her hand trembling. Dean found her there 10 minutes later.
You okay?
She handed him the note.
This wasn't meant to be seen, but I'm glad I found it.
Dean read it in silence.
You think it's real?
I think someone's hurting and hiding.
Ivy replied.
No name, nothing personal. Just this weird blot of ink in the corner.
Observed Dean. Ivy responded.
I need to find out who wrote this before they do something that they can't undo.
Blot这个名词意思是污点或瑕疵，有时候呢也会用来比喻为名誉上的污点。例如， History remembers heroes, but sometimes one mistake becomes a blot on their legacy. 历史会铭记英雄，但有时候一个错误变成为他们功勋上的污点。Blot也可以当动词，意思是吸干或是擦拭。譬如， After crying, Marcus gently blotted his eyes and tried to smile again. Marcus 哭过之后，轻轻擦了擦眼睛，试着重新露出微笑。片语动词 blot out 是表示遮蔽或是掩盖。例如， Heavy smoke blotted out the horizon, turning the sunset into a soft blur. 浓烟遮蔽了地平线，把落日景象变得一片几分模糊。 Thanks for joining, and see you next time.
In that last section, it seemed like Ivy saw something shocking on the note. I can't wait to see what it is. Let's find out.
Okay, well, this note was actually pretty serious, and that's why Ivy froze. Let's read what it says. I'm sorry for everything, for watching it happen, for being too scared to say something. Some days I wish I could just disappear. Maybe that would be easier for everyone.
Oh, wow. That does sound kind of serious. It's not very specific, but it sounds like something bad happened.
Definitely. This note is really vague. That means that there aren't a lot of details here. And we can tell that it's vague for a few reasons. We see the note starts by saying, I'm sorry for everything. We don't know what that everything is. And then we also see that there must have been some type of situation that happened, because we see this note says, for watching it happen. We don't know what that it is yet.
All right, let's read a bit more here though. Ivy sat down, her hand trembling. If something is trembling, it's shaking a little bit. That could be because of fear, or maybe because you're a little cold.
Let's use that word trembling in a sentence. His hands were trembling with nerves. That's another reason you might be trembling, because you're nervous.
Okay, so we see Dean found her there, that's Ivy, 10 minutes later. You okay? He asks.
Do you remember who Dean is from last month, friends? Dean is Ivy's best friend that she goes to school with. Often he's helping her solve these mysteries.
And she handed him the note. This wasn't meant to be seen, but I'm glad I found it.
Dean read it in silence, so Dean is reading it to himself first. He asks, you think it's real?
Do you think it's real? Did things actually happen that caused someone to feel this sorry?
Let's keep reading. I think someone's hurting and hiding, Ivy replied.
Okay, we continue. No name, nothing personal, just the weird blot of ink in the corner, observed Dean.
Okay, we have a really great word here that you need to know, friends, especially if you like mystery stories. This word observed means to watch something carefully.
Here's an example with that word. The detective observed the suspect quietly. So Dean observed some things. Now here, the things he's observing are not just what he actually sees on the note. It's things he's thinking about the situation.
Exactly. So he might be thinking about what the note is talking about. He also seems to be checking things about the note specifically, like maybe what kind of paper it's on, or like this ink blot.
Right, and we did hear there's nothing personal on the note, nothing that can tell them exactly who wrote this other than this blot of ink. Well, Ivy responds, I need to find out who wrote this before they do something that they can't undo.
All right, here's another serious part in our lesson, friends. Let's talk about what that word undo means first. Undo means to reverse or cancel an action.
All right, we have an interesting computer example for you here, friends. On many PC computers, if you press Control and Z, you can undo a mistake you made. It goes back to what it was before.
That's right. Now, what is Ivy talking about here when she says we need to find out who wrote this before they do something they can't undo? Well, based on what this note says, especially in those last two sentences, I wish I could just disappear. Maybe that would be easier for everyone. It sounds like the person who wrote this note is thinking about either running away or maybe even taking their own life.
Yeah, or hurting themselves in some way. And if they do that, well, they can't take it back. It's already been done, and it won't lead to anything good. So Ivy and Dean would love to help out before that happens.
Yeah, so Ivy maybe feels some pressure here to do something and do something quickly. Our story just got very exciting, and we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out how it ends. But first, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看现在分词主词加动词的句型，这是分词构句的常见形式，用来表示主句发生时的附带情况、原因、条件或时间。若使用现在分词，通常表示主动或同时进行的动作，相当于 when、while、because 加主词加动词。若使用过去分词，则表示被动或完成的状态，相当于 after, since, when 加主词加 be 加过去分词。主句与分词构句的主词必须相同，否则语义会错乱。例如 shouting, the angry customer demanded to see the manager. 愤怒的顾客大声喊着要求见经理。
Friends, we've reached the end of the first day of our lesson and our mystery story. But before we go, I want to take a moment to review the story as we know it so far.
All right. Well, of course, we know a few of our characters. We have our main character, Ivy, and she's just doing a few things for her yearbook advisor. They seem like pretty simple jobs. But it's not so simple once she finds an envelope.
That's right. Ivy wasn't specifically snooping. She was just carrying out this task. But she found an envelope that was half sealed, and there was a paper inside.
Right. And she read that paper. There was no specific information telling her who wrote it. But based on what was written, it sounds like someone might do something bad or something they can't undo.
That's right. And Ivy is in a rush now to figure out who this person is. Friends, you're going to want to come back for the next day of this lesson so you can find out what happens. But that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.